Evening, I am Ben Green, podcasting to you from Worcester in England. We are today going to show you Sonic My DVD-ler, which is a burning utility. You can do all sorts of fancy stuff with it if you've got a digital camcorder or something along those lines. It's also very useful for making discs. I know those of you who are using things like Windows Movie Maker can compile your movie, but can't burn it to DVD unless you use a different program, which of course will change in Vista with Windows DVD Maker. But until then, we have to use a third party burning like Nero or Sonic, which I'm going to show you.
View help button, tap load disk button, tap make bootable button, tap quick scan edit copy, tap toolbar 100%, tap list view, zero items, to move to item, tap new project, to activate press, tap save button, tap click here to show the data quick scan window button, tap combo box, my documents, tap email checkbox not checked, tap shift tab, combo box, my documents, zero items, to change the select, shift tab, click here to show the data quick, shift tab, save button, shift tab, new project button, shift tab, list view, zero light, shift tab, new folder button, shift tab, quick scan edit combo, shift tab, make bootable, shift tab, load disk button, shift tab, add data button.
And we find ourselves at add a data button eventually. It's not really easy to find because of all the other options that are in here, like make bootable, and you can tell it what kind of stuff we're burning, like email, work, music, video, whatever. I think I'm going to burn some audiobooks this time in a data format, as I explained earlier. So, those of you who are used to opening files in something like Microsoft Office or Windows Media Player, this is quite simple.
Space. Select files and folders to add dialog.
And we find ourselves in the usual view you would find yourself in then.
Shift tab. Folder view list view. Not selected audiobooks. 1 of 5. To move to items, use the arrow keys period. Deck talk. Audiobooks. Enter. Folder view list view. Not selected Anthony Horowitz. F. Francis Hodgson, but...
What on earth was that? Never mind, sorry, for those of you who heard that. That was a very loud, slamming sound. I don't know what it was.
F. Frank Richards. F. Franklin W. Dixon. Tap. File name, code, and read only edit. Franklin W. Dixon. Use your...
Franklin W. Dixon is a pen name, which is used by... I think it's still in use, I'm not sure. But it was at least used, maybe still is being used, by several American authors who are writing a series of detective novels. I think there's something like 200, which feature two boys, Frank and Joe Hardy, who like solving all these crimes, along with their father, who really is a detective. And they've solved quite a few, and I should be able to burn this to a CD with ease.
Enter. Click here to create data disks or to archive your files, period.
So I think if we tab, we should find ourselves in another list view, which will display what we've added.
Tab, click here to create comma, edit, tab, click here, tab, tutorial, tab, click it, tab, and tab, load disk button, tab, make a bootable button, tab, quick scan edit combo, one of one, to set the value use the arrow keys or type the value, period. Tab, toolbar, tab, list view, not selected Franklin W. Dixon file folder C colon backslash documents and settings backslash BKG backslash my documents backslash my music backslash audiobooks backslash Franklin W. Dixon 12/23/2006, 7:00 to 6 p.m.
Thank you. And that's our list view. We could add more than one item if we wanted, whether it was a file, a folder, an individual file, maybe a movie file, if we wanted to. There's several movie file types. .wmv is, of course, Windows Media Video. .mp4. I know what it's called. .vob, etc.
Tap, new project button, tap, save button, tap, click here to ship, tap, combo box, my documents, tap, email check, tap, financial checkbox.
And we see on the checkbox I was talking about earlier.
Tap, music checkbox not checked, tap, photos checkbox not checked, tap, productivity checkbox not checked.
I don't like to touch them because I don't know what it will do if I do, but I'm sure it has some functionality that will increase functionality over the disk. But, you know, I don't think there's any real necessity to do it.
Tap, video check, tap, my recorded E, tap, changes since checkbox not checked, tap, click here to eject the drive tray, to a, tap, combo box, underline neck, DVD-RW9 left parent eek, tap, click.
That's our DVD drive, neck, DVD-R9 drive. We've got a CDR in it at the moment, but you can use DVD-R, DVD-R9s as well.
Tap, click button to continue button, to active.
Fantastic. We find ourselves a button which says click button to continue, and I'm so excited about pressing this button because this is my first podcast and I am looking forward to offering it. Continue.
Space. 16%.
And the disk begins whirring. The drop.
1%.
And, of course, we have Jaws 8 reading the progress bar.
2%.
It's done. You can see the progress bar at the bottom of the screen, or alternatively, you can put
7%
the cursor on all and do this.
All. Estimated time remaining, :3:03. Highlighted.
3 minutes.
10%.
Short time. And it's doing 10%.
12%.
Maybe I can, yes, talk to you about something else while we're doing this.
14%.
Office 2007 is what I had in mind.
Start menu. M. Microsoft Office Word 2003. M. My DVD led. 9 of 12. Disk cleanup. QWS. Microsoft Office Word 2007. Enter. Leaving menus.
This is taking rather a long time.
15%. Document 1- Microsoft Word left parent trial white parent.
Of Office 2007. I'm using the trial version of it at the moment. I've just loaded Office Word. I'm using the professional edition. You can download it off Microsoft. I mean, office.microsoft.com. And I'm pretty sure you can get it from some link on the Microsoft Download Center as well. But, as you probably have heard, it has been released with Vista, which is not running on this computer, I might add. We're using XP Media Center 2002. But the interface has changed to a certain degree. Instead of having menus, we now have ribbons, which I found incredibly accessible with Jaws 8. And more than I expected, in fact, because I found some stuff on the Freedom Scientific Bulletins list for Jaws. And Office 2007 was up there, one of them. And so I thought I might check out this thing, the trial version, and see what stuff we can do with it.
Ribbon toolbar. Home tab. To change. Lower ribbon.
Home tab. Let's see what's on here.
Tab. Cut button. Shift tab. Paste grid.
This is probably all the stuff that would be in your edit menu usually in Office 2003 with cut, paste, copy.
Tab. Format painter button. Format painter button.
God only knows what that does.
Tab. Office clipboard... button. font color edit combo. Calibri left parent, body white parent. Type and text.
I don't think you can do that.
Calibri. Agency FB. Alba. Alba Mater.
Yeah, that's cool, isn't it? I never knew you could do that. Instead of doing Control D to get to the font, we all have to tab onto this home tab and change it. That is so easy. I wonder if we have any strictly new fonts.
A. Agency FB. A. AA. A. AAA. A. R. Arial Black. Arial. Arial. Arial Black. Arial Narrow. Arial Rounded Mount Bold.
What? I never heard of that one.
Arial Unicode Manuscript. Arial Unique. Baby Coffee.
Some of these new fonts have very interesting names in this edition. I'm very surprised, in fact. But that's something I just discovered today.
B. Tap. Font size colon edit combo. 11. Type.
Font size, which is quite obvious. Obviously for us visually impaired users, it's not relevant. But if you need to provide someone with a document of a certain print size, of course it's a necessity.
Tap. Grow font button. To build through the controls on this ribbon, use tap. Tap. Shrink font button.
Shrink font.
Tap. Clear formatting button. Tap. Bold button. Tap. Italic button. Tap. Underline split.
Font style. Whether you want to give a document to someone, if you print it out in a certain style, and they need it in that certain style, like 24 bold, that is something we can configure, or whether they can read ordinary 12 italic or something.
Tap. Strike through button. To go through the...
Sorry. 12 regular.
Tap. Subscript button. Tap. Superscript button.
And the subscript and superscript functions is accessible as well. This is absolutely outstanding how Freedom Scientific have managed to configure this product to work so well with this, and how Microsoft have designed this ribbon toolbar as part of this Office suite, because it is absolutely, well, I find it cool and accessible, and probably something that I would be interested in investing in for the full version. Now, how much is our disk done?
Well, there's four. Alt tab, Sonic Digital, all, project running period, progress colon 330 megabytes of 651 megabytes left, project running dot dot, project running dot dot dot, progress colon 336 megabytes of 651 megabytes left, parent 1, 7, to comma, 1, 6, 0 sectors of 3, 3, 3 comma, 4, 3, 8 sectors right parent, estimated time remaining colon 4, 3, project running period, highlighted,
get lost,
56%.
Ooh, 56%, that's not too bad, I guess. I wouldn't know what Excel's like.
Start all program submenu. Enter. Arial M. M. Microsoft Office submenu. Enter. Microsoft Office Word 2007. Microsoft Office Excel 2007. Enter. Leaving menus. Microsoft
Excel. Now, one thing I noted with Excel is that it has a lot more squares than Office 2003 has. I think we've got something like 17 billion cells. Of course, you never really need to use that many, unless you're doing something immensely complicated. I've never heard anything like that. It's also good for games, if you want to play battleships or something. But that's, of course, not what we use it for commercially.
Ribbon toolbar. Insert tab. To change ribbons, use left or right arrow. Lower ribbon. Take tab. Shift tab. Pivot table split button. To move through the controls on this ribbon. Tap. Table button. To move through the controls on this ribbon.
A table.
Tap. Illustrations toolbar.
Oh, I forgot to show you the table.
Shift tab. Table toolbar. Group. Table button. Space. Blank. Type and text. Tap. My table has headers checkbox not checked. Shift tab. Where is the data for your table question? Edit. Equal. Shift tab. Cancel button. Shift tab.
Oh, and this is different to Word. I forgot. My apologies, blind cool tech listeners.
Escape. Look one.
I'll show you the table function in a minute. Because instead of doing Alt-I, I think to go to the insert menu, and A for table in Office 2003, we don't need to do that anymore. We just go to our insert tab, click table, and the table draws itself on the screen automatically, depending on what size we want it in, the configuration we want it. And we can do that using the up, down, left and right arrow keys.
And I like that.
Obviously, if we've got Office 2003, we can specifically tell it how many rows and columns we want to have. But getting to it is a lot more simpler. And I was very skeptical about this product, I must say, before I started trying out the trial version. February the 19th, I think. Yes, February the 19th. Sorry, that's our disc rolling around as it's being burnt to. It's operating quite slowly, and I would like to enhance the speed as it burns out, and I don't know how we do that. Well, I set the options to burn it at maximum speed, but it doesn't seem to be performing up to the expectations of something like Winamp does. Maybe I'll do a couple of podcasts about Winamp later too. And our DVD, our CD, my apologies, has stopped being burnt.
Sonic Digital Media Lab, all that for.
Go out of that. It ejects the drive tray, so we're going to put it back in. We're using a Dell Inspiron 6400 laptop computer, which I think is quite good. It fits rather comfortably.
Start menu. My computer. Enter. Leaving menus. My computer. 070224 on the line 1639 left paren D colon right paren.
And it gives the disk a very stupid name for some reason. I don't know why, it doesn't seem to be a date or anything.
Enter. List view. Not selected. Franklin W. Dixon. One of one.
And we can open it in Windows Explorer as I've just done, and it reveals us the folder. Franklin W. Dixon.
Franklin W. Dixon. Enter. List view. Not selected. 05 hunting for hidden gold. 1 of 15. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
And we've got all 15 titles.
Franklin W. Dixon. All there four. Yours.
Splendid! I'll give out my contact information now, after I've taken this out and put it in a case. You can email me using my school email address, because I'm at school at the blind, soon to be independent from the RNIB facility at Worcester, which is bgreen@rnibncw.ac.uk, or you can instant message me at my screen reader pronounces it highly ambitious, but it's really highly ambitious, highlyambitious @hotmail.co.uk. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it.